Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from a beautiful scripture from the book of Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22. The Bible records, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." My dear brothers and sisters, the best marriages are built by couples who try to remember the qualities that initially attracted them to one another. If you want to build a happy marriage or improve a less than happy one, do few important things that I advise you today. Number one, list your spouse's best qualities. Write down the things you love most about him or her, and endeavor to keep those things in mind at all times. When stresses and strains surface in your relationship, as they inevitably will, go over the list in your mind, and if necessary, refer to the written copy as a reminder. Secondly, focus on them. Think how your spouse's great qualities enrich your life, and how much you would miss them if he or she was not around. When you change your focus, you change your feelings, and when you change your feelings, you change your perspective, your approach, and your reactions. Right? Thirdly, verbalize them. The Bible records in Proverbs 31:28, "Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her." My dear brothers and sisters, your children learn how to build a great marriage or a miserable one by watching you. That thought alone should put the brakes on criticism and bring out the compliments, right? Fourthly, nurture them. The Bible records in Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, "A man reaps what he sows." People wither under complaints, whereas they thrive and grow through praise and encouragement. Seize any moment worth celebrating and magnify it. Paul beautifully writes it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 7, the TLB version. He says, "If you love someone, you will be loyal no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground in defending him." Hallelujah. It's a beautiful verse, 1 Corinthians 13:7. So if we can do that, these four things, we will nurture our relationship, build it stronger, our marriages will become an example to many marriages around us, to our children around us, to our families around us, to our community around us, and it'll be a great testimony of union and unity that your marriage will display in the midst of God's people. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, O Lord, because you are a good God, a great God, and a mighty God, O Father. And Lord, we thank you for our marriages in the midst of your people. Lord, your word says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." I pray, Lord God Almighty, as your people, those who are married, they have obtained favor of the Lord. And I pray that they'll build their marriages on the rock, the Lord Jesus, that their families will be functional, their marriages will be lubricated with the oil of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, the Lord, that our marriages will be an example to the world outside, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the grace to love our spouses. Give us the grace to love our children. Give us the grace, O Father, to be an example all around us for the glory of your name, O Master. That through our living, through our lifestyle, Christ will be magnified. Abba, Father, today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Abba Father, I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, the power of God will flow and they will be completely healed and made whole right now in Jesus' name. Father, for your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.